the conquest of Greece in the 2nd century BC reintroduced Romans to Greek culture, or Hellenism, in a much greater way. The term Hellenism describes a culture adapted from the classical ancient Greeks and spread through the eastern Mediterranean and the Near East by the conquests of one Alexander the Great of Macedonia. Even after Alexander's empire crumbled, and after the Romans conquered the empires of Alexander's successors, Alexander's Hellenistic ways and customs took root and survived. Roman soldiers who had experienced Hellenistic life came back home describing luxuries on a scale previously unimaginable to a culture steeped in the mos maiorum. Greeks reclined at dinner instead of sitting bolt upright. Greek homes were comfortable and attractively designed. Greeks worshipped in huge, beautiful temples and attended dramatic performances in giant theaters where they sat down. Romans were impressed at the attentions Greeks paid to their food and to their dress and even to their music. To the simple small farmers who grew their own food and wore the clothes their wives made for them. The Hellenistic culture of Greece was positively dazzling. Educated Romans were impressed further by the range of arts and literature and by the scientific advancement of the Greeks. The Romans' own intellectual achievements seemed all of a sudden rather scanty, and it became a point of Roman pride to match Greek cultural achievements whenever possible. The military achievements of the Greeks, their great successes and great failures, were studied eagerly by Roman generals. Some unusually enlightened Romans, such as the family of Scipio Africanus, believed that Greek philosophy and the study of Greek political institutions could even improve Roman government. To this fact, we owe the writings of the Greek Polybius and his study of the Roman Constitution, which was written in Greek. It soon became customary for wealthy Romans to have their own Greek teachers and Greek philosophers at home, many of whom were still slaves. They preferred slavery in many cases in a wealthy Roman family to freedom in their native Greece. By the 1st century BC, it had also become customary for wealthy young Romans to attend public speaking schools in Greece, taking instruction in Greek and delivering orations in Greek. They spoke Latin in public life, but often switched to Greek in private. From the 2nd century BC on, to be an educated Roman, one more and more now had to be an educated Greek. Yet not everyone was uniformly thrilled by this mania for all things Greek. The more traditional Romans referred to Hellenophilia as aemulatio, a term meaning envy of the Greeks. Cato the censor, the leader of Carthage, insisted that Hellenism would shatter the mos maiorum and bring the Roman world to its knees. He pretended not to know any Greek himself. In 155 BC, he even ordered that Greek philosophers residing in Rome had to be run out of town. Cato himself protested far too much. He wrote a history of Rome, which drew upon Greek models and Greek sources. His anti-Hellenism was mainly a political show against the Scipio Africanus family, which embraced Hellenism.